This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Stacy Swearingen, also known as the Portable Career Planner, who is a certified career management coach and owner of Military Spouse Portable Career Planning. Stacy, welcome to Enterprise Radio this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. So share with us why and how your company, Military Spouse Portable Career Planning, came to be.
Ultimately, because of my own experiences as a military wife, I have always been very career-minded, but I felt like the military lifestyle was just completely at odds with me having a career. The statistics that I have seen most recently show that military families move every 3 to 5 years on average. So, that being said, military movements are pretty frequent. Most people don't move that much. And it makes it hard for spouses of service members to really have any sort of upward movement in a career. It's kind of like every time you move, you start back over again. So, to be completely honest, I knew very, very little of the military life when I first met my husband. And I really had a moment where I questioned if I would have to give up my career because of who I fell in love with. And it took me a lot of time before I realized it is entirely possible to have a career. You just really have to be strategic about it, and you have to get really creative with it. So, you know, I decided I've got to start this. I've got to fill this need. And over the years, what I've been seeing is that military spouses are just tending to learn how to deal with these ups and downs of military life, the deployments to war zone of their loved one, the moving, the absence of their spouses and single parenting for temporary periods of time. It's all through trial and error. And I wanted to use my own obstacles, even the mistakes that I've made, just to help spouses become more strategic, eliminate that learning curve, at least in one area of their life. And that's where my passion is, careers.
Well, you certainly have a unique niche without a question. Now, your coaching holds passion as the key factor in the development of a successful portable career. Why is passion such an important piece of portable career planning?
Well, because as I sought out career advice prior to starting my business, it seemed as though military spouses had just become treated like one and the same. It was as if we all had the same goals, dreams, whatever ideal career it happened to be, just because of who we married. And that goes with anybody. You know, you don't just lose who you are because of who you marry. And it couldn't be further from the truth that we are all the same. Like I said, being married to someone in the armed forces doesn't mean that we give up our passion and all of a sudden, oh, we're all like Stepford wives. And often military spouses were advised that to have a career while you're married to someone in the military, you have to get into certain professions. There were certain ideal professions that we were told about, and they were what was deemed portable. So that means every time you move those 3 to 5 years, they would travel with you. The problem that I saw was when you had no interest in those particular career fields. And I like to use an example from my very own experience. I was advised that nursing would be great, and I can say that if I had to administer a needle to a patient, I would probably pass out. That's not good for anyone involved. So for me, being a nurse would not be portable because I hate it. The instant the military told us we had to move because my husband's job required it, oh, I would quit with sheer joy. So just because we're told that a job is portable, in other words, because it's in high demand, it's growing very quickly, that doesn't make it a good fit. So on the other hand, if you find something you love that you're passionate about, it feels a whole lot less like work when you try to pursue it. It makes it easier for you to pursue it, even if the odds are against you. So, of course, you want to take that into consideration and then just temper it with a little bit of practicality. But I'll tell you, passion is the most important factor.
What is a portable career plan, and how do you and your clients create one?
I like to explain it by having people just visualize a common analogy, a funnel, because the whole reason is you want to start at the top with a really wide angle and then narrow down. That's really what it's all about, simply put. We start out really, really big picture and then narrow in. So going back to my whole premise of passion being the most important factor, we start out by really finding what spouses enjoy doing and what they want for themselves. You know, and this goes for anyone out there in a bad economy. Find out what you really want for yourself. And sometimes being laid off is the best time to do this. You have the freedom and the time to explore it. I ask questions first that are really big, big picture. And you have to try to train your mind to stop thinking about the constraints. Let yourself have the freedom to think about what you really want. Figure out what is at the core of who you are. And then after that, we start to narrow down. We figure out, okay, what are some career fields that really allow you to be who you are and can still be portable? You know, what fields out there are going to allow you to be fulfilled? And then, getting even more narrow, we develop some strategies, some real-world practical application strategies for those fields. You know, what can you do to make this portable? And it's just really all about getting to know who you are to make it portable. The whole idea is just having a plan so that whatever military life throws your way, you've got the strategies in place to know how to make very well determined and well thought out decisions. And whether they're still working with me one-on-one in coaching and I'm still there for them to call, or whether they're out there on their own, they have their portable career plan, the whole idea is for them to be empowered to make good decisions, like I said, no matter what's thrown their way.
Today we are joined by Stacy Swearingen, also known as the Portable Career Planner, who is a certified career management coach and owner of Military Spouse Portable Career Planning here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Stacy, with the recent media coverage of hiring our heroes, it seems companies are beginning to finally become more aware of the military population as viable job applicants. What has been your experience with companies wanting to hire military spouses?
That's such a good question, because this is in the media so much now. And this has become a really great initiative. It's brought to light to not just companies, but honestly to the overall population who may not have any affiliation with the military, what's going on in the world of military employment, spouses or not. Unfortunately, though, I have to be honest, the spouses that I'm talking to, the blogs that I'm frequenting, they still tend to address a very real issue of discrimination regarding military spouses. This is just because spouses are moving around a lot, you know, and rightfully so, that companies do have that perception that, well, I'm going to hire someone. What happens if I hire them, invest in them, train in them, and then they just relocate and I've lost talent? So the companies have a tendency to think about that longer-term picture, rightfully so, that they may invest time and energy only to have to hire someone else. But this is why I've started speaking in front of colleges and companies and educating staff on the realities of military life, because I found in my research that the 2010 employee tenure summary, it shows that job tenure, even in a bad economy like we're in now, it's been decreasing. The tenure is decreasing. Workers between the ages of 18 and 34 are actually averaging under 2 years of tenure in their current positions, and that was when that summary was created and completed. Military spouses, on the other hand, are likely to stay in a position longer than that. Even if you think about them moving every 3 to 5 years, well, that's longer than two. So it's really all about education, and hiring our heroes has been a great step in the right direction, but it needs to be happening in the local communities as well, with the local companies. But again, that's why I do what I do, to help educate not only the spouses, but the companies and colleges out there.
Where do you find most of your clients or How do they find you?
Well, you know, basically, the internet. I can tell you that military spouses have found me a lot through my website, which is portablecareerplanning.com. Same with companies. Social media is a huge factor for military spouses because we want to connect with others. We want to find others who are going through what we're going through. And blogging and my website itself have been wonderful ways for people to find me.
And in conclusion, what tip could you give to military spouses looking to develop a portable career that they are passionate about?
Oh, you want to give yourself the ability to really think about what you want. As a military spouse, I know there are so many demands out there on us. If you're a parent, you have the kids that come first. You just want them to be able to succeed in this lifestyle that's so demanding. You have to keep up the home if your spouse is deployed or if you're moving. You tend to become a single parent in temporary time and then readjust when your spouse is back. When that time comes that you have that say, year of a deployment or when your spouse is training somewhere, give yourself the freedom to look at what you really want for yourself. And if careers and education come at the top of your list for what fulfills you, give yourself the ability to just look into what you want. And you have to be willing to invest the time and the energy in yourself to first figure out what you do want. And if you're lost, if you don't know, I always encourage spouses, reach out to me. I'm so willing to help. I've been there. I understand it. And contact me because if you can't do one-on-one coaching, you can always just take advantage of the tips and the tricks and the advice that I have on the website, which I already mentioned. And talk to me, email me, and I always do a free coaching session for spouses. So if nothing else, they can get some just basic strategies on how to figure out how to get a career that you like in this demanding lifestyle.
She is Stacy Swearingen, also known as the Portable Career Planner, who is a certified career management coach and owner of Military Spouse Portable Career Planning. And the website is portablecareerplanning.com. Stacy, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. You have a good rest of the week.
You too, Stacy. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
Yeah, there's so many things that, you know, come to mind. It's budgeting, it's cash flow, it's profit, you know, versus loss. Then there's, you know, be first or be big. I mean, there's so many different pieces of advice that people have given over the years. My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. So the sooner you can step back and be the true entrepreneur, the more successful you're going to be.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.